Doris Brown. I stay in Cloverstone, and contrary to what people think, there's hundreds of things going on in West of Wales.
The Digital Sentinel has replaced the Sentinel newspaper, and you were on the board of the original Sentinel?
Yes, I was, yes. It's quite interesting to be on it. There was always calamities. Most of the calamities are wondering how to get money to keep the thing going, and that's what happened in the end, unfortunately. The funding was cut.
What sort of work would you do with the Sentinel?
Well, I sort of jack of all trades by going to board meetings. You also went out if there was a fair or anything on. You're sort of roving reporters. You'd have the little stories there, a lot of things that happened to a little genie at the fair, you know. She dropped her lollipop and somebody skidded on it, looking for an angle. We had lots of training for it, so we didn't just go out there blindly, just doing what we wanted. Hopefully we'd get a picture as well. Not by us, photographer would come and take a picture. But it was like people's paper. I mean, it's the sort of thing that your child has done something wonderful. Or you had had a fantastic holiday. You could actually come back and tell people, you know, my, I'd never been abroad before. I went to Lanzarote, first time ever. It was fantastic. It was your people's paper, you did it. It was your paper, just made for you, and you felt you were part of it. People miss it a great deal.
You're also involved with Whale Arts.
Whale Arts has got a funny history. I don't know what people were expecting. I think I was expecting that people would go along there and sort of join up and join classes and things like that. And at Christmas time, we'd all go to see the play or the panto or whatever like that. And there used to always be the gala day. It was always under the auspices of Whale Art, etc. Lots of things go under the auspices of Whale Art that people don't realise.
You're on the board for Whale Arts, so what does that involve?
It mostly involves trying to get the right people to do the right jobs, trying to get the right mix so everybody can join into it, trying to get the money to get the right mix. Money's, of course, always a great feature of anything you run anywhere. People have to get the building, has to be maintained, etc., has to be heated. But mainly just try to find out what people want and then trying to find the funding to get it for them.
The Dove Centre is very local to Cloverstone, and you're part of that as well.
I'm just an ordinary person that goes to the Dove. I'm on the board. Anybody can actually get voted onto the board. The fact is that it's an over-50s club. Believe it or not, I go to the gentle exercise. Gentle exercises are funny, and in the middle of it, we have a quiz, and the quiz is all about general things, just things to keep your memory alive and all that sort of thing. And we even have a drink at the end. I must admit, now the drink is just imaginary, but we do take orders for the drink, and you can have any drink in the world. Then we sing a wee song and shout cheers at the end just to round it off. Just a bit madness.
They also have a transport service.
That's the best thing in Edinburgh, I think, the transport service. And Dove, it gets kudos all the time for this from everybody that uses the Dove Centre transport. We just got a new bus last year. I believe we're getting another bus soon. It's always spick and span, spotless with our own drivers, lots of bookings, which gets us in some money. It helps to off. Due to course of the running of the thing, but we always get kudos for that.
The Baptist church where the Dove Centre is sort of based is thinking about extending the car park in the building. Do you know anything about that?
They are just now working very, very hard to try and expand the footprint of the church. It's going to be bigger, it's going to take up the part of the car park, etc. It's going to be two stories if they get it. It's going to be a lifts, another big hall, all different sort of things, so everybody can get a place there. The church so far have got half the money. And we've started a scheme called Buy a Brick. It's an imaginary brick. And that sounds stupid saying it, but we were selling bricks at the week, last week at the fair. And people were asking, saying, where do we get our bricks, children, and things like that, you know. £1 a brick. And we've built many things in West of Wales in the past by people coming to buy a brick. It's quite a lot of funding in. It's amazing how it all piles up, the money.
Hales FM. I'm really excited that you had a breakfast show.
It started the first morning they watched us in the studios at 5 o'clock. Uprising to be into the studio by 6. Well, you can imagine there wasn't many takers for that. So they're all looking in the back, we talked about our shows and what we're going to do, etc. And nobody would take it. So it finished up that the Mo and Doe, that was Maud Wiley and myself, and we're called the Mo and Doe Show. We finished being the suckers that got conned into going, the first people to go on the air at that time. I was half asleep. So on we went. Somehow we struck the right chord. People just liked it. It was horrendous. We did stupid things like the weather forecast. I'd say, well, what's the weather today? Maud, can you tell us what the weather's going to be like? And I'd say, well, just a report back, it's raining. Maud has now stuck her hand out the window and I tell you she's soaking. But we also reported, we went round to the theatres and that, and we actually did the shows that were in town. We spoke to the Phantom of the Opera. We had celebrities came in, Malcolm Rifkin. He came in, the Provost came in, various people. And we asked them three questions. but they weren't allowed to know the questions till they came. So he came on the show, and the first thing we said to him, well, that's quite simple. What makes you laugh? He just sort of looked at you, and he's a giggler. And he started to giggle. And eventually, he admitted it was what made him laugh. And he said, well, obviously, the next question is, what makes you cry? And he said, oh, any, I'm a sob story. Any picture, I'm in my hanky out and all that sort of stuff. And then we said, and the rest is what was your most embarrassing moment? And he told us this most embarrassing story for a head politician when he was across in Europe. A big thing was on, everybody was all their heads of state and everything. And this chap came up to him and said, hello, Malcolm, how are you getting on? And yattering away to him, you know. And poor Malcolm Rifkin had no idea who he was talking to. And he's standing there and thinking, who the heck is it, you know, and this chap obviously knows him very well. And he thought, I've got to say something. So when there was a wee pause, he says, and how are you getting on? And the chap looked at him, drew himself up and said, I'm the Prime Minister of Belgium. I know that, but I was just wondering what you were involved in at this moment, you know. But he says, I can imagine what he was like. That was really quite funny. And that was our show, that we had a right tartar of a producer in that. He kept us well in check. Everybody worked very hard on it, with a good production team behind us. But we enjoyed it, and I think that was the best of it. We enjoyed doing it.
You're also involved with the International Alliance.
International Alliance. That's another thing. It's like Whale. People say, what did you do? I say, I'm going to Lions tonight. And they go, Lions? What's that? And you say, it's an international charity. There's millions of us, you know, in every country in the world. There's Lions clubs and everything. And I've never heard of you. I mean, it's a huge, huge thing. Huge thing. They do things for the community, but remember, our community is not Western Hales. Community is Edinburgh. There's clubs all over the place, I say, all over the world. We're Knights of the Blind, and our patron used to be the Queen Mother. Now it's the Duchess of Essex. Our provost is an honorary member, a lion. We collect for everything, if you need it. It's mostly disasters we do that I think are most important. I mean, if you have a disaster, we'll send you money, if we can. If we've got it, you'll get it. If you see some poor, stupid person standing with a lion's badge on, when you're out somewhere, think about this money is going to help, not just the local thing, it's going to help round the world.
So what is your role with the Lions?
I'm the deputy president of the Borough Branch.
So how long have you been the president?
Since June.
So what does that involve?
It's just the same as being chairperson in any other meeting. I sit there and just make sure the meetings run properly, make sure my Lions are all getting their say, so make sure the money you give does get used the way it's meant to be given.